Today is Friday, January 7th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Well, it's the end of the week, but it's going to be a short weekend. I know, I mean, the weekend's going to be the same amount of time. Obviously, all weekends are the same amount of time. But I have a haircut tomorrow, which means we're driving to St. Louis, which is, for those of you who might be new listeners, there probably aren't any, but if there are, for those of you who are new listeners, that's about 5 hours away from where I live. So it's 10 hours worth of driving that we'll be doing tomorrow. And so that eats up the whole day. We may be home by 8 or 9 o'clock in the evening, depending on if we stop. I can't remember. There's a Filipino store that Mark likes to stop at sometimes when he goes. He doesn't go with me every week. He doesn't go with me every month. He goes with me every other month. And so, depending on if he's out of his Filipino snack food, because he likes Filipino snacks, and it's interesting. For the most part, they're similar. But what's interesting is they have a lot of snacks that are actually corn-flavored. And you know, we have corn chips. We have things made out of corn. I think Cheetos are probably made out of corn. Cheese puffs, or anything that's puffed, I believe is made out of corn. But they actually have corn-flavored chips. And you eat them and you think, and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm like eating a corn on the cob. And they're not bad, but it's just a really, it's really weird to eat a chip and then feel like you've just eaten a piece of corn on the cob or something. I don't know. It's just, it's weird. But the other thing that they have is they have garlic flavored things, which I love. Like, I absolutely love garlic. I think we should have things that are garlic flavored here in the U.S. But anyway, he will, you know, he goes with me and so I don't know whether he is going to go, whether he's going to want to stop at that store. I think he is. But I don't remember now if he told me he wanted to. He is currently, he is volunteering at the local theater. And so he's, you know, they all wear masks and everything. And he actually has to get a COVID test before he is able to go in and volunteer. So I guess he just left about 5 minutes ago. So I guess in about, I don't know, half an hour, he'll text me and tell me whether he has COVID or not, which I, you know, hopefully he doesn't. And, you know, that's how we know if we've got COVID. Every time he volunteers, they test him. And so we also have, I was looking on Twitter, as you do, even though everyone on Twitter is negative, like I said yesterday, maybe not for COVID, but negative in life. And I was browsing through there and there are all these texts about, or not text, tweets about these at-home COVID test kits. And before Christmas, Mark was at Sam's Club and he found, and I guess this was before Omicron was really, you know, big in the news about how it had gotten to the U.S. and all that. And so he was at Sam's and he said, you know, the holidays are coming up, and he saw an entire display. And I wasn't with him, so I'm not really sure how big the display was, but he saw an entire display full of at-home COVID tests. And he said, hey, I'm going to get some of these. And so we've got, anyway, he bought those. And just, you know, just to be safe, we've got 6 boxes of COVID tests. And apparently this is the one that the cruise lines take, or at least Royal Caribbean takes. And so, yeah, it's Binax or Binox, or I don't know how you say it. But anyway, it is an at-home COVID. And I've done it twice now. Both times were negative. Because I had bought a couple of them myself, and then he, after a couple of weeks after I bought them, he found the display and bought more. So I think he bought five more and we had one box left over from me. And so we have six. But anyway, it's a card that with a Q-tip, a long Q-tip looking thing. And the card has a little, I want to call it a well, a little hole in it on one side, and has like this line on the other side, or this weird piece of paper with a line on the other side. And you jam this thing up your nose and you swirl it around on both sides. And which is surprisingly uncomfortable. I didn't think putting something up your nose would be that uncomfortable, but it is surprisingly uncomfortable. And then you put the solution in the well. I don't know if it's water. It may just be water, but they give it to you in a little vial. You put this in the well, and then you jab the Q-tip in there, and you have to swirl it around, and then you close the card and squish it together, and then you have to wait 15 minutes. Anyway, there you go. Now you all know how to test yourself for COVID. And if there's a line, it's like a pregnancy test. If a line comes up, you're positive. If it doesn't, you're negative. And both times I've taken one, I was negative. Anyway, so he's volunteering tonight, and so he left. And it's always a dilemma what I'm going to eat for dinner or what I'm going to do. We have mixed minus tonight. I hope Daniel is feeling well enough. And so that's at 9. And so it's 6 o'clock right now. So I have about, I don't know, by the time I edit this, I'll have about 2.5 hours to decide what I'm eating and either cook it or go pick it up. It's more likely that I'll go pick it up. And I never, for whatever reason, when he's not here, you would think I would just go, oh, simple, I'm going to go to Whataburger. And then I'm like, do I want to drive that far? Because we're not already out. Normally when we get fast food, we're already out doing something. And I'm like, oh, let's just pick up fast food on the way home. Like, especially in the summer, we're out walking. So I'm like, well, we're already out. Let's just drop by, you know, whatever. And we do have, and I'm not extremely hungry because I had a few cookies this afternoon. So I don't really know. I don't know what I'm going to do. I should take the opportunity to eat Whataburger simply because then I'm not making Mark eat it. But I may just cook something here. I have eggs. I have bacon. I have some frozen Chinese food that I could make some rice for. So I'm not really sure. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. So I was going to bring this up. I've been on a game show kick, and we watched this Harry Potter reunion, and they were talking about, I don't know, everyone but J.K. Rowling or Rowling, however you say her name. A lot of the folks were on there, but she was not. They had a couple of clips that were previous footage of her from 2019. They did not invite her. It was the 20th anniversary of the first movie being released. Had nothing to do with the books at all. And so they had all these actors on there, and I guess Warner Brothers is trying to distance themselves from J.K. Rowling because she's said a bunch of anti-trans stuff. But anyway, I read an article saying they're trying to rebrand, and I guess they're going to do several things, you know, with the series. And I was wondering if they were going to bring back any version of Harry Potter, like the play as a movie with the original actors in it. But I don't know. But they have a game show, and I can't remember what it's called. It's like Battle of the Houses or something like that. So if you're a fan of game shows and you're a fan of Harry Potter, it's on HBO Max. You should look for, I don't know, Battle of Hogwarts, Battle of the Houses. I can't remember the exact name, but you should look and see, because I won't say that it's incredibly, it's not the best game show in the world, but if you already like game shows and you like the Harry Potter movies, it's an enjoyable watch, I guess is all I will say. So other than going to a haircut, we really don't have a lot planned for the weekend because Sundays are our chore day. So we'll, you know, whatever chores have stacked up, we will do any cleaning, we'll go to the grocery store, you know, we'll work out, we'll do all of that kind of stuff. And so I really, it's just going to be a really quick weekend and then right back to work. Ugh. Right back to work. And so not really much to look forward to. But then, and then the next weekend, we're going to take down the Christmas tree. So because we don't have any time to do it this weekend. I don't want to do it on Sunday. So, all right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.